Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Uma Paganampake Pagan, and joining me now is Ian McNally. We're reviewing a movie that caused Paramount to kind of mark down their profits for 2017 in anticipation of how bad this movie might be. It's called Monster Trucks. It's a Nickelodeon co-production. It stars Lucas Till. If you don't know who that is, you might... maybe not want to watch him in MacGyver, but he was also in X-Men First Class and Days of Future Past and Apocalypse, right? And the premise is... the premise is this.
Let's just say the first time I saw this trailer for this movie, I felt like I just banged my head off the desk for half an hour.
Yes, that's pretty much how...
It's the dumbest concept ever.
Yeah, the premise is this. People are digging for oil. And they... Actually, you know what? The premise is exactly the same as Piranha 3D.
Right.
they find a pocket of water underneath the seabed. And in that pocket of water are strange monster-like creatures that can live on both sea and land.
And they eat oil.
They eat oil. That's how they survive. Because you know what? They're under the oil bed.
Yeah.
And they also can merge with trucks.
Yes.
And power them, thus the monster trucks.
Now, I think what you're...
I sound so stupid explaining that.
But what you've done there is, it's a prime example of what the filmmakers did with this film. The concept alone, monsters climb in trucks and drive them around, is what is so dumb about this. It's ridiculously dumb. But the filmmakers go through tremendous lengths to explain every part of their setup in a semi-realistic way. Like the fact that there's this whole petrochemical thing going on and everything else, they could have ignored all of that. There is a big setup with Rob Lowe and Frank Whaley in it. Amy Ryan turns up.
Amy Ryan turns up like...
in a blink and you'll miss it cameo.
For 2 minutes.
And then you're like, there's Murtaugh. Danny Glover turns up for a sec as well. It's like, what is going on in this movie?
Yeah, it's star-studded to say the least.
Yeah.
But it's not half bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel bad saying that.
The care and attention they put into every element of their really dumb concept really pays off. Like hating this movie would be like kicking a puppy.
Essentially, yes. The movie has a very clear target market, right?
Yeah.
It's targeted towards kids, even though all of its protagonists are slightly older.
And I believe part of the markdown from Viacom was that they hoped that it had broader appeal.
Yes.
But it plays very kiddie.
It plays very kiddie. All of the protagonists are slightly older, but it's super family friendly. I mean, even Lucas Till and his love interest never really kiss. They just hold hands. So it's really kosher and just you.
Yeah.
Right? It deserves that you rating. That being said, when I'm watching this film, I couldn't stop thinking of one of a dozen films I used to enjoy watching growing up. The Love Bug, Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo. It's the boy and his car story. It's what Michael Bay tried to do with the first Transformers. He built the entire concept around a boy and his car, but around Shia LaBeouf's character in discovering Bumblebee.
Yeah, and this is a boy and his land squid. I think it was, you know,
if his car had tentacles.
Nah, Murad asked me about this because he's always asking about if shows are good for his 5-year-old relative. And he was saying, he mentioned The Love Bug very much so. It's like, it's a dumb concept, but everyone is so earnest and so into the concept. Like, you don't need to know where Herbie is. You don't need to know where these land squids come from. But the fact that they go through the trouble of trying to explain it and have discount John Oliver in there trying to explain what's going on as well, it's just really surprising. And then when the creature turns up, it's a mix between Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon and a Lovecraftian Nightmare. And that kind, it works.
It's hideous.
Yeah.
It's ugly and yet cute and lovable at the same time.
You know when it gets angry and it opens its mouth fully?
Oh, it's frightening.
It's the sandworm from June, and it's something that will haunt my nightmares forever. But when it rears itself up in fear at like a dog or a cow or something, it's so cute.
But you're right about The Love Bug and Herbie and people being so earnest. Lucas Till owns this part.
Mm.
No one's phoning it in.
No.
Everyone's completely into this movie. They're buying every second of it. I mean, I think, you know, that's the great thing about Rob Lowe. He'll act in anything.
Yeah.
Right? Which is probably why he's had a career for 3 decades.
Yeah.
But in anything he does, he's completely invested in it. In this, he is your typical mustache-twirling bad guy. He doesn't have
a
mustache.
He's a boo-hiss bad guy, yeah.
But he's a boo-hiss bad guy, and he owns the part.
It ties back to those 80s movies again, where it's a bad, evil petrochemical company who wants the oil and doesn't want to, as opposed to like, oh, I don't know, the millions in research dollars they could get from finding a new life form under the earth that lives off oil. It's also like, you know, Barry Pepper turns up in this as well, and like, it's a small detail, but like, he's a sheriff who's in love with his car.
That's right.
It's a very small throwaway detail, but even when Amy Ryan meets him and she puts her hands on the car door and he kind of looks at them and she takes her hands off and he takes out a tissue and just wipes it. Little details like that. There's no need for that to be in there. It's directed by Chris Wedge, who directed the Ice Age movies and is the voice of Scrat in every media, as far as I can tell.
Right.
And there's obviously a pedigree there, but they just put that little, it put it into a very weird container.
No, but you're right about the plotting of this film. The plotting of this film is so tight.
Yeah.
For a film that should be a complete and utter train wreck.
Truck crash.
This movie, nothing is left to chance. Mm-hmm. Every moment when the monsters work out how to drive these trucks, it's because they have a shared consciousness.
Also,
all of that is explained.
Yeah, also, instead of just like wheeling, he starts off wheeling the car like a wheelchair, and then they point out that he's got cilia on his tentacles that can have amazing torque. Like, they put, like, there's like a technical manual for monster trucks. You know what I mean? Like the Star Trek technical manual. They've gone to that level of detail.
And I think that detail helps in our grown-up enjoyment of this film. I know, yeah, when children watch this film, it's going to be fun. There's a squid-like creature powering
through
a
the
truck,
air inside a truck body,
jumping
like an idiot
over roofs. There's some great set pieces and chase scenes. All of that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I think for the grown-up appreciation, you know, when I watch a movie like this, as opposed to watching something like Suicide Squad, which is so, which is an editorial mess.
Mm.
You think, wow, the script supervisor on this film has put in so much effort to make sure that there is coherence,
yeah,
in a film called Monster Trucks. You don't need coherence in this kind of film,
no,
but it's there.
Yeah, and I, even when it gets to the climax, there's certain moments that happen where it's like, oh, you know, you're expecting the quick happy ending, but it's more complicated than that, and there's like peril put in the way, and it's constantly kept exciting. Parents taking the kids to this will not be clawing their eyes out, which I think happens at a lot of kids' movies. I think I talked before about like kids' movies versus children's movies.
Correct.
And I think this is very much in the category of like parents will be able to bear it. And it's actually kids watching this now in 20 years could love this movie.
I think they could. And I left the cinema and I was thinking to myself, is this the consequence of such low expectations that I was pleasantly surprised? And I had that same question after watching The Great Wall.
Mm.
And I don't think it is. Mm. I don't think it's the consequence of low expectations. I think it's actually a very well-constructed film based around an incredibly stupid concept.
Yeah.
And I tip my hat off to the people who put this film together because you did the absolute best you can.
Yes.
With what you had.
You made one mistake, which was greenlighting this movie. But after that, you seemed to do all right.
You were like, hey, we're stuck with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's make the most of it. And, you know, Chris Wedge, good job.
Yeah. So if you have kids, do take them to see this. It'll pass the time. And if they're too young for a Monster Calls, it's perfect.
Yeah. And you know what? I think the most important thing we can say about this movie is that it's logically consistent within its own world.
Yeah.
So everything is set up, and at no point do they expect you to suspend disbelief within that world.
Yeah.
Which is more than I can say for a lot of other movies, big budget or not. I don't know how much this movie cost. It probably shouldn't have cost as much as it did.
I think it was the $100 million that they were taking the write down for.
Okay, so maybe not a $100 million movie. I mean, this is the kind of... this is the kind of Saturday afternoon matinee that'll play well.
Yeah, I mean, I think most of that money must have gone on the effects, because they are quite well done. Like, the effects don't stand that they're well integrated. There's a lot of, like, working with the tentacles or moving stuff that is very well done compared to a lot of other movies.
Also, the contrast between the creature on land and the creature in the sea. Mm. Also, great effects.
Yeah.
Executed really, really well. Yeah. I'm shocked at myself.
It's like if the aliens from the abyss were petrol
heads.
Enjoyed
this movie. It's just madness.
Yeah.
But yes, take your kids to watch this film. Like Ian said, you're not going to claw your eyes out as an adult. It's not one of those movies. Tell us what you think about it if you actually go watch this movie. That being said, there's so much good stuff out in cinemas.
Yes.
This might be at the bottom of your list.
This might be a straight-to-DVD one later.
That's right. But, you know, I'm sure your kids have already seen Sing
and
all of the other animated stuff out there, and this is a good follow-up to any of those films. Tweet us. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
You've been listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.